One type of workout could be a hit for women. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Joan Grossman, associate professor of kinesiology and nutrition at the University of Scranton, explains.
Between the ages of 25 and 50, most women gain 35 pounds on average. At 50, menopause arrives, hormones change, creating a perfect storm for more weight gain. There is an effective exercise method that can help. Many women spend most of their time caring for others, and my focus is on quick exercise routines compared to hours spent at the gym or going for long walks. In several studies, we found that women can alter their body mass with high-intensity interval training, more commonly known as HIIT, versus lower-intensity workouts for longer durations. One 12-week study showed significant reductions in abdomen, hip, waist, and thigh circumference measures of women engaged in HIIT for 15 minutes each day. More effective than walking 45 minutes each day, these short workouts not only trim key areas of the body, but also reduce one's risk of chronic disease such as diabetes and heart disease. Another 16-week study compared HIIT combined with calorie-restricted diets to endurance walking. The HIIT participants significantly reduced their body weight with additional reductions in waist, abdomen, thigh, and bicep measures. Since HIIT is a short-duration exercise regimen, it can be incorporated easily at work or at home in less time than it takes to drive to a gym. My study also found that HIIT participants stuck to their program more consistently. Studies with larger sample sizes and different populations could confirm my hypotheses about HIIT changing body mass, but my work has already shown promising results in reducing chronic disease risk in postmenopausal women.
That was Joan Grossman of the University of Scranton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.